Joan Blanch is on the festival team for the North Peace Performing Arts Festival that's coming up starting actually this weekend. Joan, thank you very much for stopping by. How goes prep to the festival?
Well, there's a lot of teachers involved that are really, really busy doing their last-minute coaching. There are the kids that are doing their last-minute practicing, and there's all the parents that are, you know, there behind supporting the kids. So there's a lot of nerves. Right? I mean, a lot of these kids, this might be their first time up on stage, or maybe they've done it in a previous year, but you still get nervous. You know, you put in so many hours, and your performance might only be 30 seconds long, 45 seconds mm-hmm. long, and you want to do the best. So I think there's a lot of people that are getting, you know, the little jitters, and their knees will be shaking, but we'll persevere, and I think it's going to be a great festival.
It is. It does sound like it's going to be a good festival, especially this year, since you, even though the COVID years happen, you're still celebrating.
We are. We had to go online for a little bit, which was not very pleasant. So it's wonderful to be back on stage doing it all live, and having a chance to celebrate together. Because as you know, there's energy that comes in a room when you're performing. And it's just so important to get the kids performing in front of an audience, a real audience, and hearing the applause, and then getting the adjudicator's feedback. Because mm-hmm. festival is not necessarily just all about performing, but it's getting the adjudicator's feedback. So we as teachers, we take the students as far as we can, mm-hmm. and then we bring in these adjudicators from Edmonton or Calgary, and they know, you know, so much, and they can help the students take their piece from really, really good to even better. And then some of them might even be recommended to go on to the provincials. Mm-hmm. And so that's just another stepping stone in this pursuit of excellence.
There's lots of different styles that are being presented over this two-week festival. You know, you've got speech, you've got performance, you've got probably some instruments that are in there. How good is it to have that variety that is presented on stage?
Well, you know what? What happens is there's a festival syllabus. So our festival follows the Alberta Music Festival Association syllabus, and the syllabus has sections for speech, has sections for instrumental and piano and band and choirs and voice. And so all of these things are in the syllabus. And when we have our festival, we will bring an adjudicator up that is just for piano because that is her specialty, or someone who's just speech or just voice. And so the kids are getting their adjudications by someone who really knows their stuff. And then when we put it all together for our grand concert on March 23rd, we will have little bits and pieces. So people coming on that concert will see the best of voice. They'll hear the best of speech, some of the award-winning piano pieces, some of the award-winning, you know, solo instruments. So it's really a great general concert that has a variety that will appeal to anyone. And then within that, you're going to get classical. So in voice, you're going to get some classical, you know, opera, art song kind of things. You're going to get popular music. You're going to get musical theater and stage kind of thing. So you have all these different genres within a discipline. So it's huge. There's just so much.
You mentioned the nerves that some of the performers get when they're on stage, because you mentioned it. Some of the performers are on stage for the very first time. Some of them are seasoned pros, as it were. But how good is it for you as an organizer, a teacher, and possible adjudicator to see the confidence in these youth grow and expand and become more present when they're on stage?
That's an excellent question, because as a teacher, I will be sitting inside the festival venue, and often some of the teachers will be sitting together, and they'll turn and say, "Oh my goodness, so-and-so has really grown. Wow, their piano playing is so much better this year." Or, "Wow, I can't believe how that voice that started off as this little teeny voice that you could barely hear, like in 3 years, you know, that person sings with so much more confidence." So we as teachers get to rejoice in watching our students evolve and get better. So yeah, it's pretty special.
It sounds like it's a lot of fun as well.
It is. That's what I love about teaching. I love helping my students grow as musicians and as people.
Mm-hmm. Starts March the 10th, goes to the 23rd for the grand concert, I believe.
Right. So we start on Sunday, March 10th at 2:30 p.m. at St. James Cathedral, the Anglican Church here in Peace River with Voice. And we're doing Voice on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we have Speech. And that's going to take place at École Quatre-Vents, the new French francophone school. Mm. And then we're back in the evening to Athabasca Hall for more musical theater, which is always really popular. Musical theater is a really popular genre. And then we have a little bit more speech the next day. So yeah, our first week is mostly voice, musical theaters, choirs, and speech.
It's a two-week festival. How much are you looking forward to it?
I am looking forward to it starting, and to be perfectly honest, I'm looking forward to being finished.
Yes, because you mentioned it's a lot of work, and we'll certainly be touching on that aspect when we wrap things up.
Well, it is a lot of work for the organizers, but you know, we have volunteers, and this is going to be a request as well. Shout out to the volunteers, but you know, we're always looking for more volunteers, people that can help just ease the tensions of the kids when they first come in, you know, welcoming the kids, taking their music, someone to sit with the adjudicator and, you know, announce each performer. So we're always looking for volunteers, and we cannot thank the volunteers enough for helping, because yes, I am one of a small group of festival organizer on the team, the executive, but we have the whole community supporting us behind us.
Joan Blanche is on the festival team with the North Peace Performing Arts Festival. Joan, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. See you at the festival.